Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
How can you and I maintain unwavering belief against incredible odds? The date was January 15th, 2009. People boarded a plane just as if it were any average day. A few seconds into the flight, things were very wrong. They hit geese. Now, these geese immediately stopped the thrust of both engines. They were in one of the most densely populated places in planet Earth with full fuel tanks. Jeff was flying the plane. But Captain Sully said, "My plane." Jeff responded, "Your plane." No one planned on a bird strike that day. But it happened. And when it happened, Captain Sully shouted out all the noise around him. You see, tower control was shouting in his ear where to go, where to land. They had no idea about the trial that he was in. Sully maintained positive optimism. In fact, weeks later, when Katie Couric interviewed him, she said, "Did you pray?" He said, "No, I figured the 155 people behind me had that taken care of." He said, "The only thing I thought about was landing the plane safely." And sure enough, he landed that plane in the Hudson River, and we now call that event the Miracle on the Hudson. How did Sully maintain unwavering belief against incredible odds? The question is, how can you and I maintain unwavering belief against incredible odds? You see, our world today has undergone a pandemic. 2020 became a joke because so many things happened that were negative. In fact, I saw people blowing up things with the year 2020 written on it. The point is that many, many people succumbed to a negative view. But when we do, does that negative view change anything? Or does it actually hinder our results? In this video, I'm going to show you how you can have positive optimism. I'm going to share with you 8 steps today how you can maintain positive optimism. You and I, we don't have bird strikes literally. For me, a bird strike happened just a few months ago when a lot of our business, in fact, most of our business online, happened with Facebook ads. Facebook shut down our account. Well, a lot of people felt like giving up. In fact, a lot of people would throw in the towel. What we did is we maintained positive optimism. We're actually growing faster now, 2 months later, and our account is still shut down. Why? Because of this positive optimism. Step number one, trials don't ruin you, they reveal you. You see, most people think that when a trial happens, that is the sign of their downfall. In other words, what happens with most people is when a trial happens, they don't like what comes out. In fact, a lot of times people say, "Hey, that wasn't me back there." Well, who was it? Did they just get overtaken by another host? No, not at all. That was them. What we don't appreciate is what comes out when we're in a trial. It's almost like a tea bag. This tea bag here, I open it up and I'm going to put it in this hot water. Now, the hot water represents life. Many times we don't expect traffic jams. We don't expect calls from the doctor. We don't expect a pandemic. We don't expect the economy going down or the business shutting down. In other words, life has this strange way of heating up. And you and I are like this tea bag where you put us in the hot water, what comes out? I'll tell you what comes out. Whatever's inside. Shake this around a little bit, like life happens, and sure enough, it jostles us, and all of the stuff that's inside of us comes out. Remember, the hot water doesn't ruin us, it reveals us. The trials don't ruin us, they reveal us. And my question is, do you like what comes out? Many times we curse the trial when all the trial did was magnify a character trait within us. So if you don't like yourself in trials, don't judge yourself, don't condemn yourself, but look in the mirror and say, what work do I need to do inside? Step number two, using the illustration of a glass, there's a big debate out there. Are you a pessimist or are you an optimist? Are you someone who sees the glass half full or half empty? I love what my friend Brenda Hare says. She doesn't say it's half full or half empty. She says it's refillable. In other words, you can always get more. You can always fill it up again. You don't have just one shot. You don't just have one chance. There are multiple chances. That glass is refillable. That's positive optimism. Step number three, ooze abundance and gratitude. You see, people who have positive optimism, the neat thing about them is they have gratitude. They don't believe in entitlement. They're thankful for the smallest things in life. Why? Because they realize that everything in life is a gift. So many of us take things for granted until it's gone. All of a sudden, though, when your health is gone, you appreciate a day without pain. When a night of sleep was taken from you, suddenly you're grateful for all the sleep that you do get. You see, people who have positive optimism, they always say there's more where that came from. They don't have this scarcity mentality where you have to fight. Most of us have been raised with a scarcity mentality, even subconsciously. How, you might say. I was told the early bird gets the worm. The worm, as if there's one worm in the world and the early bird gets it. What happens when you start believing that mentality? Instead of positive optimism, you suddenly have negative pessimism. Everyone around you is a competitor. You're fighting against all the other birds to get the one worm. How foolish is that? There's many worms. There's many opportunities. And instead of competing, we collaborate. Number four, people dialed into positive optimism, they see obstacles very differently. Most people see obstacles as something that's preventing them from achieving their goal. When you and I have anger in our lives, anger always results from a blocked goal. Next time you're angry, say, what is blocking my goal? And most of the time, it's an obstacle. But people dialed into positive optimism, they see obstacles as opportunities. Marcus Aurelius said, "What stands in the way becomes the way." Or Ryan Holiday has modernized it, "The obstacle is the way." All these things that oppose our goal, according to Dan Sullivan, are the raw material for us to actually achieve our goal. So what does this mean on a practical level? Well, think about your business idea. All the obstacles that stand in your way are actually the raw material to achieve it. So if you don't have the right connections, you don't have a permit, you don't have a LLC, you don't have a bank account, you write down all your obstacles and suddenly that list becomes your list. Those obstacles become your opportunity. All those things that your brain picks up as things preventing you from your goal actually become the path to achieving your goal. Number 5, we shall overcome. In other words, losing is not an option. People who have that type of mentality are very different in the world. You see, some people look for excuses to quit. Other people look for obstacles to win. We shall overcome. It's a commitment. It's a statement. Captain Sully said, "I am going to land this plane safely." Although Tower Control was shouting at him to go to all these different places, he said, "I'm going into the Hudson." I love listening to the recording in the cockpit. I've done it many times. He has this positive optimism, this fierce resolve. We shall overcome. And everyone on that plane is so happy that he did. You see, the world wants to say it was luck. It was chance. It was a miracle. No, Captain Sully had studied for years how to be a glider pilot. He tapped into that experience. Number 6, attitudes attract. Have you ever been on a team where someone begins to lose hope? That fear is contagious. So many people pick up on attitudes. Attitudes are this frequency that you can just feel. You can feel when the fear melts hearts, or you can feel the courage when someone stands up. Attitudes attract. Number 7, never let them see you sweat. That's a commercial from many decades ago, but I love the statement. I love the fact that, you know what, you're not faking it, you're not hiding, you're not inauthentic, but you're dealing with it on the inside. You're not projecting your fear. What good would it have been for Captain Sully to freak out, to cause panic, to start yelling over the airwaves, to let the entire crew and all the passengers freak out? What would that have done? Absolutely nothing. It would have brought down the plane much faster. Instead, Sully has this resolve, this never let them see you sweat. The trial wasn't going to ruin him. The trial was going to reveal him. Number 8, sudden victory. You see, in most sports, it's called sudden death. Why? Because it's all about negative pessimism. Sudden death. Don't mess up. In other words, the first one who messes up is going to lose. You know what the sport of wrestling has instead? Sudden victory. Think about that. It's very subtle, but some sports are sudden death, but wrestling's overtime is sudden victory. The focus is totally different. One says, if I mess up, I can lose this thing and die. The other one says, if I maximize and leverage the opportunity, I win. Which one are you living your life by? Sudden death or sudden victory? Your focus makes all the difference. Positive optimism or negative pessimism? It's your choice. It's your life. Your bird strike is coming. For me recently, it was our main source of marketing shut down. For other people, it's a diagnosis or a pandemic. For Captain Sully, it was losing thrust in both engines while flying a plane over one of the most densely populated places on the planet. When Sully did land the plane and Katie Couric did interview him, she said, "How did you do it?" He didn't use the words positive optimism, but this is exactly what he said. "For 42 years, I've been making daily deposits into my bank of education, experience, and training. And on January 15, 2009, the balance was sufficient to make a very large withdrawal." You see, Captain Sully realized that because he prepared for the moment was prepared for him. That day, he wasn't ruined, he was revealed. Positive optimism fueled him. And just like positive optimism can fuel us today, it can give us unwavering belief against incredible odds.
Thanks for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. We invite you to join us at our annual Igniting Souls conference designed for authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers. You can learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com. We look forward to seeing you there.